You're listening to episode 73 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, avenging the death of Xbox.
So, speaking of the Google, it looks like they might be opening up a store.
Yes.
Tell me more about this.
This is like, there's not much more than that. It's just breaking. Basically they're starting a store. They're gonna be opening up retail stores like your Apple's store or your Microsoft's store. They're going to sell Google products, Chromebook, Android phones. There's a big question about whether or not they'll make any money doing it, if that even makes sense to do it that way. But I sit there and I go, obviously it'd be great to make a ton of profit from it, but I think what Apple has proved is having a showing ground and a quality demonstration place is really important. And I know they're not making, money, barrels and barrels of money at the Microsoft stores. What they've done for the image and the overall brand and their ability to disseminate messages has been, incredibly helpful. It's the simple fact that, the day that the Surface launched, I went in the Microsoft store and the place was packed shoulder to shoulder. So I think it'd be worth it. I think it's worth it for Google. It's kind of exciting. The fact that they are in Mountain View means that almost assuredly Valley Fair is going to have one. So I'll be able to go to the Samsung store, the Sony store, the Apple store, the Microsoft store, the Lego store, and, all while just trying to buy a pair of pants. Like, I'm super stoked.
And I know I think this every single time, but I really do like the way that BGR designs their site.
Yeah.
Just yeah. Nice.
It, I got to agree with you on that too. It is a very good, it's high quality visual experience. Yeah. And the other one was, man, I've been hearing more about, does it sound like there's an earthquake going on in the background of you? No.
Nope.
Never mind. It's just in my ears then.
Is an earthquake going on?
No, thankfully. Okay. Though it's not out of the question, it is California. The Nest thermostat, which we've talked about on this show a couple of times, there's a big article, and I highly recommend it. It'll be on the website. Go and check it out. But I'll just kind of give you some of the highlights, because it's kind of a long read. But they basically were talking about how two men who created the iPod and iPhone founded Nest and injected new technology into the humble thermostat.
Yeah.
Now they have their sights on the rest of your house.
Good, bring it on.
Well, I was super excited about what they see as the future for the house. And they basically were like, we're not telling anybody because we haven't, brought it to market yet. So they're going classic, it's trained by Steve Jobs. Keep your mouth shut until you're ready to launch the product, which is frustrating, but probably wise. But it was a really interesting conversation where they basically said, he was talking about how this guy is super rich because he helped design the iPod and worked for Apple, blah, blah, blah. He's building this nice house up in Tahoe, and it's got this and air conditioning, for those of you that are wondering, that needs to be controlled by a thermostat. And he was looking at all these different thermostat options and they were horrible. So he decided, hey, it wouldn't be very difficult, me designing my own thermostat. So he started to design his own thermostat. And after a little while, he sat there and he said, what would be really cool? He goes, I think everybody would like this, or at least a lot of people. And they looked into the size of the thermostat market, and turns out it's a big one. And it's one of the big advantages to it is depending on the size of your house and the climate you live in, they claim it can save hundreds of dollars in bills over the years.
Nice.
Over like a 2-year period. So every year it'll save $100 to $200. So over the course of, you know, 2 to 3 years,
pays for itself.
It pays for itself, right? Which is the big argument. But what they basically said, like, you know, we're a phone.
Yeah, that's why I would buy that for the payback.
Exactly. I know. Basically, they were like, they sat there and they went, we are phone engineers. We design smartphones. That's what we do. And so we basically designed a smartphone. They were like, it's got a Wi-Fi chip, a system on a chip processor. It's got RAM. It's got a small little hard drive. It's, you know, it's basically just a smartphone designed to control your wall. But they also talk about other things. One of the big problems with the thermostat today is, like, the fact that, you know, it's got all the programmable buttons. They're like, you can do that all on your smartphone, so we're going to give you the one function that is actually used on your thermostat, which is turning it up and down, which is why it's a big deal. It's just turning your heat up and down. That's all you can do with it. Otherwise, use your smartphone to program it. And they get into the whole idea about it, like, it learning as you work. But what's cool about this is that, you know, is that basically you and I are super brilliant and we see the future before anybody else, unless you work for Nest. And because then you see it first also, evidently. But they're basically sitting there going, this is the strategy. This is how we're going to move forward in the future. We're going to build these really sophisticated tools. That are very intelligent and they're designed to improve your life. And I, you know, I guarantee you one of the big ones on their list is light bulbs and lighting. And what they do so cool with this sort of stuff is they're like, the control wires deliver power for your thermostat. There's power going into it for different control stuff. And they leech power off of that to run the entire thing. So it doesn't need an external power source.
Nice.
You know, simple stuff like that where they really made it very, very, very easy to install this and retrofit things with this very intelligent device, put all the intelligence into one small thing and then connect it to your phone. Now, that's kind of an expensive way to do it, but they sat down with, like, architects and civil engineers, and they were basically like, yeah, we could design a house from the ground up for this sort of stuff, but that's going to be super expensive and nobody's going to buy it, and it'll take decades to get that type of technology, you know, saturated, because that's how long it takes to update stuff.
Yeah.
And so they're basically like, this is it. This automation is going to happen. A bunch of discreetly intelligent tools that are designed to save you money over time. They have a higher capital expense but lower operating expense, and they will. You know, and Nest is the future, and so they kind of get into that idea that this is what it is. So just, you know, hold on for the ride. And this all goes back to the idea that we talking about, you know, or I was talking with Keegan Black, one of our temporary what's the word I'm looking for? He was a co-host, but he was a
only there for. Fill-in. Yeah,
thank you. He's a fill-in co-host.
Guest.
And yes, and we were, thank you, a guest co-host. And we were talking, I was talking with him last week about the idea that the system on a chip where you have all the RAM, all the kernel, everything is in one little chip. And then the only thing that's on the rest of the computer board are a few little, like, power regulators and stuff, and maybe some connections for outputting to video or outputting, you know, or plugging in like a thumb drive or something. That is the future, and those are so cheap now. You can embed them in literally anything, and you can have a fully functioning, intelligent computer on. And it's just like, that is so clearly the direction we're going in such a big way. And that is how we build intelligent houses. Is you buy an oven with a computer in it, because they're basically just, you know, cell phone, full-on cell phone intelligence.
With a computer and say, a Wi-Fi receiver.
Yeah, I guess that's the other big part. And honestly, that's the most expensive part. You can buy a discrete system on a chip. You can buy the chip and solder it to your motherboard for like $20. I mean, they're ridiculously cheap. The whole Wi-Fi package, though, costs like $50. I mean, it's you know, and you start to put everything together, and all of a sudden it's like $100 for the whole board and all the different components. And then, you know, because of the R&D and whatnot, and profit margins, blah, 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 it becomes $300. But the actual computer chip, they're so cheap, it's not even funny. And they're and we're developing, we are building a army of engineers who are great at building these chips, building custom chips with entire computers on them, and programming them. And what's really exciting about things like Android, what's really exciting about Android is that it's building this idea of a portable operating system that can be used on a bunch of different components, that can be easily thrown into a computer, and then can be easily changed and adjusted. And Android, I think, is going to have a bigger effect on our understanding and how our you know, you won't have Android on your oven, but in 20 years, or not, well, you know, in 20 years, building an oven will have this legacy of building the original Android phones, and you know, and this idea of, you know, these really tightly integrated full computers that live in a tiny little chip. It's cool. It's really exciting, and it's el futuro. So,
yeah, I agree. That's fun. So, okay, so you made your bet is light bulbs is going to be the next big thing that they go into.
Okay, wait. Okay, if my words are being held to this, because a lot of other people are already. So what I'm excited about ovens. I think ovens are a big one, but because they're super expensive, any like smart ovens are crazy expensive. And I think you could build a nominally more expensive oven that was really, really smart, you know, for an extra 10% over your going rate on ovens. So that's really tempting. Light bulbs are difficult because, you know, unlike a thermostat where you buy one thermostat, you got to buy, you know, light bulbs for every room. And that's that people don't, you know, that's so if the capital expense adds up really, really fast, mm-hmm. though, it's tempting because it's the most noticeable. But the fact
that light bulbs, but light fixtures, perhaps
maybe. Well, and but one of my gut instinct is no. And the reason why, now that I'm going back on myself, is because they didn't do light bulbs first in the first place. They obviously think that the solution's already there, so they went with the thermostat because that was where the missing piece was. So I'm going to go with large, and expensive, but something that's expensive, a large capital expense. There's one of them in your house, maybe two, and it's, you know, and it's a feature that you interact with a lot because they care about things that are beautiful.
A light switch.
Well, no. One in your house, maybe two. This doesn't count at all.
Your front door lock.
Yeah, that could be it. I don't think it's going to be a water heater because, number one, what? That doesn't even make it's like a stupid option. It's not some big thing. Is you don't interface with it ever. You never see it. So it's, you don't get to brag. You know, you're not going to open up your closet and be like, "Hey Jim, I just spent $700 on this beautiful water heater. You should check it out." Oh man, those Smiths, they have the best water heaters. That's not going to happen. Whereas something like your refrigerator, I don't think the refrigerator is going to happen just because people have been trying the refrigerator. Everybody tries the refrigerator. This is tough. If you want a fun experiment, walk around your house for the next week thinking, what would I like automated? What would I like automated first? If I could
control
anything from
it. So they weren't talking about automation necessarily. I mean, I read that in the article. They were saying they're not really going to go after automation per se, but go after making smarter devices.
Well, okay. I feel like that's splitting hairs to some degree, but I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
They claim it's not automation, but the Nest thermostat it's incredibly automated.
Okay.
All it has is one dial, and it does the rest for you. it is the brains of a gigantic, you know, temperature controlling system with a bunch of feedback loops. No, the idea that that's not an automated system and that's not home automation, I think what they're trying to do is is brand themselves as somebody who doesn't do home automation because brands very well. They're trying to brand themselves
who,
as
who doesn't do smart. What? I'm sorry.
I think that they are trying to brand themselves as somebody who builds smart devices, smart phones, smart thermostats, smart okay. ovens. They're not home automators because they think home yeah, automation is I mean, the wrong
the only problem
term.
With like an oven though is it's. You know, it's got a lot of functions. It's not a software solution. But, you know, it's got to heat food. But maybe that's easy to do. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that one would be a good one. I won't, but...
You know, with a thermostat, it's just... It's software with a touch interface. Or, you know.
Dude, how is a thermostat any different from an oven when you think of your whole house as a giant oven meant to keep you
yeah,
say,
but
warm.
The thermostat itself is not your heater or air conditioner.
Okay,
it's
that's a good
control
point.
Unit.
That's a good point.
That's the difference.
Okay.
So, which is why I was light switch control unit.
Yeah. One of the problems with the
control unit.
Know. Yeah.
That was where I was heading with that logic.
That makes sense. I like that. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what comes next.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can guess specific products with them with any accuracy. But so okay. But for the sake of the show, ovens. I'm saying ovens come next, and you're saying door locks or light switches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which one? You got to pick one.
Oh,
you
I got to
can't
pick
say both.
One.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll go with the door lock because I think I'd want that more than a light switch.
Yeah, me too.
Though, do you have it where you just like you walk into a room and it knows that you're in there, so it automatically turns on the light and automatically turns it off when you leave? That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
So I'm just saying, but I'm going with the lock, even though I think the Lockatron would pretty much already serve my
Lock-a-tron.
Needs. I'm totally going to get one when I finally start selling it actually in my house.
Yeah.
Great. But yeah, that's what I actually tell my wife. I'm like, it's a good thing that we're not buying a place right away. Gives all these companies an opportunity to start building some of these sweet gadgets that we can then buy/build into our house. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It won't look like we piecemealed it. It'll be like together.
It's awesome.
Like, whatever. I'd rather piecemeal it. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. Well, hey, man. Thanks for the tech chat, the tech talk. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Appreciate it. And everyone else, thank you for joining us this week. Hope your Valentine's days were whatever.
Filled with love and asteroids.
That you had an opportunity to watch the State of the Union and learn about what our country is doing. And that you've at least seen one video of the asteroid coming down and assembling here afterwards. Appreciate
technically,
it
was a meteorite because it hit Earth. It's only an asteroid if it doesn't hit Earth.
So it was big enough that it made it all the way to the ground.
Yeah, you didn't see it. It destroyed a building.
Oh.
Yeah, it like took out a factory. It's crazy.
Sweet. No, I just saw the streaking picture. That was it.
Yeah. No, it was that was quite a bit of damage.
Sweet. All right, meteor. There we go. So anyways, everybody, thank you for joining us. I am James Furlow, and my brother is Matthew Furlow, and we will talk next time.